Starting Over, Treading Water Series, Book 3. Written by Marie Force. Narrated by Holly Fielding. Chapter 1, Day 1. Brandon O'Malley lay on the narrow bed, counting the cinder blocks that made up the sterile room. 10 up and 20 across painted a boring, flat shade of tan. In addition to the bed, he had a beat-up dresser and a tiny bathroom adjoining the room. A small window overlooked the parking lot of the Laurel Lake Treatment Center, home sweet home for the next 30 days. When his brother Colin brought him here 2 hours earlier, Brandon commented that the place looked more like a country club than a dry-out facility. "It's not a country club," Colin had snapped. "The place costs a fortune, so don't forget why you're here." Leave it to oh-so-perfect Colin to cut him down to size. He was sick to death of all three of his brothers and the way they talked down to him just because he liked to get loaded every now and then. Brandon touched the bridge of his nose, tender since his older brother Aiden's fist first connected with it the night before. To hell with them, he thought, as a vicious burst of pain from his battered face stole the breath from his lungs. They don't understand me. None of them ever has. Brandon checked his watch. After the most thorough physical of his life, he'd been brought to this boring room and told someone would come to see him in a half an hour. That was 45 minutes ago. "What I really want is a beer and a shot of whiskey." Brandon broke out in a cold sweat when he realized that wasn't going to happen. Suddenly, the 10x10 room felt like a cell and he wanted out of there. He sat up too quickly. The room spun and the meager contents of his stomach churned. Bolting for the bathroom, he vomited and was splashing cold water on his face when he heard a knock at the door. Still holding a towel, he opened the door to a balding man of average height and build.
"Yeah,"
Brandon grunted.
"Hi, I'm Alan. May I come in?"
Brandon shrugged and stepped aside.
"Do you have everything you need?"
Alan asked with a smile on his round, friendly face. He wore a starched light blue dress shirt and pressed khakis. Brandon gave him a withering look.
"Towels, sheets, that stuff," Alan clarified.
"I guess."
"Well, just let us know if you need anything."
"Do you work here?"
"I volunteer on Fridays."
"My lucky day."
"It sure is," Alan sat on Brandon's bed. "In fact, one day you may look back and realize this was the luckiest day of your life."
"Yeah, right," Brandon snorted, pressing a hand to his throbbing face in a desperate attempt to find some relief from the pain.
"What happened to your face?"
"My brother punched me."
"Why?"
"He says I hassled his girlfriend."
"Did you?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?